Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm doing my Christmas dreaming.
Oh, dear. And we're going to have this all filled up before we start bagging. This is our baby section. Every baby gets a bag with three books, a ball, a blanket, and an age-appropriate education toy.
Meet Rita Sweener, founder of Santa's Helpers, an organization that's been providing Christmas and Hanukkah gifts to underprivileged children since 1968.
Where'd you first start?
My home.
I guess you outgrew it.
Yeah. I guess about the 10th year, I kicked everyone out because I was tired. I wanted to go to bed. I get in my room, my bed. I roll over on a scotch tape dispenser and a scissors. And I thought, it's got to go out of my house. It's got to go out. So we had a place in U City, but they sold the building on us. Then we moved to Produce Row. We were above the vegetables. And then we moved above the chickens. And then we moved to 5151 Natural Bridge. We were there 5 years, and then we moved here.
Here is the Dogtown version of the North Pole, nestled away in a warehouse off of Manchester.
When you started this back in 68, what was your motivation? Why'd you do it?
I was president of the Evening College Council at UMSL, and one of my professors, a part-time math professor, asked me if we would sponsor a family. Fell through the cracks. He was the St. Vincent de Paul Society. So I said, sure. 68, I started, kept it up. I had that same family for 3 years.
Rita doesn't celebrate Christmas. She's Jewish, a psychologist and professor who had her own practice.
I worked two jobs most of my life, and when I first started this for the first, I guess, 20 years, one of my paychecks went strictly to Santa's Helpers. But it wasn't this big. We were doing like 12, 15 families.
Yeah.
I worked in East St. Louis State Community College, so we would do 15 East St. Louis families. And Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, we would do 10 or 15 St. Louis families.
Rita is now in the warehouse and doesn't get to make Christmas Day deliveries.
But I do Christmas in July myself. I deliver all those. Our Santa's all volunteer who deliver this. They all come back thanking us for allow them to deliver. And once they do it, they're hooked forever.
Rita never forgot where she came
from. As a child, I struggled. I lived in the slums of Pittsburgh, so I always know what it's like not to be valued. The first year we did Christmas in July, and a social worker had the families in line, come one family at a time, see Santa, get their gifts, then go over, pick out an outfit, and then pick out some shoes. One little girl, around 9, 10 years old, you're going to go in there, Santa's going to call your name and give you gifts. And that little girl looked at her defiantly and said, Santa don't know my name. I'm nobody. I'm homeless. And the social worker convinced her she was somebody. She came in the room. Santa called her name. She grabbed the toy. She ran to the social worker with the biggest smile, yelling, you're right, I'm a somebody.
And Rita Sweener is somebody who has made sure for 50-plus years the less fortunate have something come Christmas morning. Maria Aquina, St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.